I didn't. I'm going back to Paris. It won't happen again. Look, I'll never walk out on you again like that. I promise.
No, you won't. I'm not giving you the chance.
What did you expect me to do on my own in London with no money, hmm? I ran along the quayside shouting for you not to leave, and you just turned your back on me.
What was I supposed to do? Jump overboard?
And now you want me to forgive and forget?
I was very hurt.
I can't think why. God knows I've said far worse things to you than that. Anyway, you really did look fucking stupid.
Don't go. Just wait another day or two and think it over.
I've thought it over.
Horace, what about this? I had another idea this morning. I thought I might go to Paris.
What?
I thought I might go to Paris and try to find Mathilde.
Well, all right. I don't mind travelling with you.
No, no. You would stay here in Brussels.
Are you mad?
No, don't you see? It would be absolutely fatal if you came back with me. She'd never take me back.
But I doubt she will anyway.
Well, then, I'll come back to Brussels and we can go back to London.
You're out of your mind.
Do you realise what day it is tomorrow?
Friday.
It's my anniversary.
Ah,
it is our third anniversary, and I haven't seen her, my wife, for almost a year. A year ago, here in Brussels, we made love, and I haven't seen her since. And I haven't seen my son for more than a year. She won't answer my letters. Do you know that I wrote to her last week and told her if she didn't come to Brussels within 3 days, I'd commit suicide? She didn't even answer my letter.
Ah, but then you didn't commit suicide.
I suppose you think that's funny.
No, it's pitiful. How many people did you write and tell you were going to commit suicide? I'm surprised you didn't send out invitations.
How can you be so callous?
Callous? You abandoned me in London and then summoned me to Brussels and expect me to hang about while you decide whether you're going back to your wife, join the army, or shoot yourself. Then, when you fail to achieve any of these aims, as you undoubtedly will, you expect me to go back to London again. I'm not going to. It's all over. I'm leaving.
You can't. You can't. But I just want to talk to you for a minute. God, it's hot, isn't it? I think we could start again. I don't think it'd be too difficult to go back to the beginning. I know it's my fault, all the trouble we've had recently, but it's only because of Mathilde. Because I still loved Mathilde. It's finished with her now. I know I shall never see her again.
Look, it's summer. Don't you remember last summer when we set out how wonderful it was? I remember evenings.
There's no need to go back to London if you don't want to. We could go south. Late summer on the Mediterranean. We could live more cheaply there. We wouldn't need to work. We could dedicate ourselves to warmth. Or Africa. We could go to North Africa. I know you've always wanted to go to Africa. Just for a month and then make up your mind. Look at the sun.
No.
Why not?
I can't. It's no good. It's too late.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not.
You know if you leave me, you'll kill me. I can't bear to be alone. I don't exist without someone else. I don't care if you stay with me out of pity as long as you stay.
I can't.
Why not?
What more can I say to make you stay? Don't you care? Have you no idea what this means to me?
Oh, for God's sake, stop whining.
God, it's hot.
I should take your coat off.
I will. I did some shopping this morning. I bought this gun.
What for?
For you, for me, for everybody.
I hope you bought plenty of ammunition.
I'm not going to let you go, you know.
Well, this is rather an entertaining number. We haven't seen this one before.
I'll kill you!
Oh, pull yourself together!
Have you forgotten what you said in your letter?
What letter?
The letter you wrote me last week, the day after I left you.
It's of no relevance.
Oh, yes, it is. You apologized. You begged to come back. You said it was all your fault,